Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today, and I hope all is going well for you thus far. Yes, I hope. And in this podcast, yes, I'm going to touch on some things, and of course, just one main point, really. And it's this whole Internet of Things, this whole technology-driven life that we have all gotten used to, including myself. And what we don't realize, because of how it has been introduced to us, from the computer to the cell phones, you know, and, you know, internet, all of the technology things that we have gotten so used to that we, you know, have become dependent on in one way or the other. And that has seemed to make our lives easier in, you know, so many ways. And these things, I think what we don't realize, and, you know, this include almost all of us, because for the most part, the majority of the world population to a greater or lesser extent, you know, have, you know, been incorporating technology in their lives one way or the other, either by will or by coercion in some ways. And what we fail to realize is that the more we indulge in technology and the more they pull us into doing things automatic way, you know, for example, totally depend on the phone or your computer to do transactions, or, you know, not having to remember anybody's number per se because you have them on WhatsApp, so you can just call them, message them whenever you feel like. And it makes communication easier, yes. And we look at those things and we look at the positives, what we believe to be positive. But we don't even realize that even all of these things that are put out in the atmosphere, these towers and these gadgets that are put out there, they are not conducive to Earth. They're not conducive to life. They're not conducive to, you know, animal life. They disturb the natural ecosystem of the world. These towers, the electromagnetic fields, the radiation, you know, in some instances, in certain technological implementations that we are beginning to use more and more. People are planting like even various chips under their skin and so on. And all of this had been pre-planned. And like I say, it's a situation where we are being given these technological things incrementally over time. And they're finding ways and means to get us more dependent on it. But ultimately, these are the things that will be used to track, trace, and imprison people even more. When it is the case where we believe that is we the people are ushering the change, when in fact the change is being ushered or being pushed up on us, and the aim of that change is to pull us away more and more from the natural world. And when I say the natural world, I mean like living in tandem with nature, living in tandem with nature, where we are able to naturally help to sustain the planet and not be a part of implementing things to harm and to also to make ourselves sicker. Because the more we stay away from the natural life, is the sicker we become, because we are supposed to be living. We are a part of the very fabric of life on this earth. And so we are supposed to be interacting with that life. But more and more, we are not. And we're basically being made to believe that the further we go from nature is the more civilized we supposedly become. But civilization as defined by who? And that is not true, that the more we move away from doing natural things is somehow the more superior we are and the better we are as humans. That's not true. In fact, we are regressing, and many of us don't see that. And we are being used. From what I can see clearly is that it's like we're like lambs being led to the slaughter, and you know, not realizing that that is what is being happening. And so we are given these trinkets, and we think that somehow we have arrived, or we are better, or we have achieved, or that, you know, somehow it's just better. It's just better than being close to nature. It's better than having a simple life, than living simple. And that is not the case. It's imperative that more and more of us return to that simpler life, to that life that requires less gadgets, that life that requires less electricity, that life that requires less vehicles, you know, just a life that requires simple things, that life that requires us to grow our own food, that life that requires us to, you know, find our own source of water. That's the life we need to return to, because everything that we needed was always here. The things that we're being given that we think is so, as Dr. Sebi would say, equitable, actually, they are in fact detrimental. And so we are clinging to these gadgets and these trinkets of this life, and we're thinking that that will make our lives better. But we need to return to the earth. We need to be walking barefooted. We need to drink water that comes naturally from the earth, not water that goes through some pipe and has been treated with all kinds of chemicals. We need to eat food that we grow, that has not been exposed to pesticides and herbicides. We need to live in communities where we barter with each other. That's what we need to do. Where we educate our children and grandchildren on the fundamentals of this life. Living in tandem with nature is more important than trying to figure out how you're going to get to the moon. But some will see it as the opposite. Why do you want to figure out how to get to the moon? They never went there in the first place. And that's another big lie that we have been told. But I'm not going to get into that, because I know there are many who strongly believe that we did. But we never did. And so we have to begin to ask ourselves, what is really happening? How much control are we willing to give up Because whatever control of ourselves and our lives that we give up today, it paves the way for our children to give up even more tomorrow, and their children to give up more, and their children to give up more, until they find themselves the ultimate prisoners, because we are prisoners. But we still have a chance in this generation to, you know, make changes, even on an individual basis, even though they're coming at us and they're coming hard. But we, of course, can push back hard also. And I think it's important, and that is something that I'll be stressing more and more, and that is for people to live simpler lives, to operate in communities, to become more self-sufficient. Not just individually, but self-sufficient within communities. And, you know, because the technology that is being pushed on us is a part of the agenda to control us, to control the children of tomorrow. As much as we today are being controlled by it, and many of us don't see. So, you know, that's what I wanted to touch on for this podcast, you know. And I'm just going to say, don't forget to be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-da.
Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.